Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Kendra Justine. I appreciate everybody tuning in on this lovely Thursday afternoon. I have a very special guest tonight, the first time that we're having a guest on the show. Shouts out to Markel the God, okay? We were building a little bit before the show, so I'm very excited about this, y'all. Tonight's episode, Think and Grow Rich, question and answer session. Markel's going to be asking me some questions from the book, you know, and so we're just really going to be discussing this. Like I was talking to him about, this whole challenge is about just really connecting with like-minded people. All right, tonight's episode is also extended. I have it going for 30 minutes just so that we have enough time to really talk about everything that needs to be talked about. So again, I see everybody that's tuning in. I appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight, y'all. You know, this is about abundance, you know, in its entirety. Of course, we're talking about thinking and growing rich. So money is involved in that. But we do understand, since we've been on this challenge, that abundance has much, much more than to do with just actual money. Okay, there are so many different forms of exchange, so many different ways to feel abundance. We all have abundance. And the true key is when you start really feeling the abundance that you already exist within, then you start to attract more and more and more abundance. So tonight, we're back on my favorite book, y'all, Think and Grow Rich, the original unabridged edition by Napoleon Hill. I told y'all there were two books that changed my life. The first time I felt a complete paradigm shift was when I first read the Bible. Yes, I used that book at one time. Still do. There are some gems in there, but you got to know how to use it. And two, okay, this is like the new Bible, Think and Grow Rich. No joke. I'm going to have it on the website, y'all. All the books that I talk about on this show is going to be on the website, KendraJustine.com, as well as KendraJustine.com/thinkrich. Okay, we're starting a book club. I actually talked to Markel, which is the guest tonight. I'm going to be clicking him in. All right, so that's what this whole thing is about. All right, I wanted to go into two of my favorite parts of the book, you know, just to kind of set the mood before I bring in our guest. And shouts out to him. I really appreciate him reaching out to me. He's been, you know, keeping up with the journey, keeping up with the challenge, because he's a co-creator as well. And this brother really knows and understands some things about manifestation, law of attraction, and abundance. So for my book, Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 1, I want to start out, this is right from Chapter 1, the introduction, okay? I love this part. Just for anybody who hasn't read the book, I just want to give you a little bit of pieces of it, okay? It says, truly, thoughts are things, and powerful things at that, when they are mixed with definiteness of purpose, persistence, and burning desire for their translation into riches or other material objects, okay? So that's just talking about thoughts. Thoughts are things. And that's really what this is all about. That's what this whole challenge is about, paying attention to what you're thinking about, because everything that you're thinking about is what you're constantly manifesting in your life. Understand that what we see around us in this 3D realm, in this third-dimensional reality, this stuff, nothing is forever, okay? And everything that you see around you, that is just temporary. That is old manifestation. So don't get caught up in a loop of attracting the same things in your life because you keep looking at what you see with your own, your five senses. We got to tap into this sixth sense, y'all. And that's what this whole journey is about. It's about tapping into that higher source, tapping into that higher energy, tapping into that good feeling. Because once you start feeling good, then all good things will start coming to you, which includes money, of course. Okay? But money is not all. But let's go to the next point, all right? This is another part that I love. I remember the first time I got this book, I was reading through it. I had the PDF. I didn't even buy the actual book. But now I got the book because I need it. I love to read and just have hard copies. But I was reading it, you know, boom, boom, boom. Oh, yes, it's a good book. And I got to this part, and this is still my favorite part. I love it because it clicked in me, and I knew that it was true, okay? It says, when riches begin to come, they come so quickly in such great abundance that one wonders where they have been hiding all those lean years. Now, I don't know about y'all, but for me, that got me excited. Like, I had to finish the book when I read that part. Like, what? And I believe that's how it is. That's how everything is. Things are only hard because we think they are. So as soon as we start to break those mental barriers, start to break those subconscious thoughts, you know, and just start to live how we were supposed to live, which is really to come here, to explore, expand, to grow, to see that what we don't like, so that automatically gives birth to what we do want. How else would you know what you want if you didn't have the opposition of that? So Think and Grow Rich, y'all. I'm not going to drag it out too much further. Remember, go to the website, KendraJustine.com. I just did a photo promo video shoot tonight, y'all. The Kendra Justine Show Season 2 is starting. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. If you have not, you can find me, Kendra Justine. Just type that in on YouTube. You'll find all my channel with all my videos. Subscribe because I got that heat coming Season 2. It is not a game. But without further ado, I'm going to click in our guest, y'all. This is Markel, the God. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Markel. Okay, so this is the special guest that we have tonight, y'all. I'm very excited about it. Again, I appreciate everybody who's tuned in because this is going to be an excellent show. Markel, why don't you go ahead and give a brief introduction to yourself?
All right. Well, this is Markel, the God. I'm here with Ms. Kendra Justine doing a Q&A. I'm Augusta, 26 years old, young black male, proud to be. And that's pretty much it right now. You know, I'm really excited, you know, I'm kind of nervous. It's my first time doing something like this. I'm really
excited. Well, no problem. And you are in school, right? Tell them what you're taking up in school right now.
Well, I'm going to school for business management. I'm working on getting my bachelor's degree. I just started that. My intention for going to school is because I really think that we need more black-owned businesses in the period. I'm pretty much doing that for my people. So, you got any more questions?
No, I'm good. It's your turn, okay? So now, just to give y'all a recap tonight, what we're doing, y'all, this is Think and Grow Rich. We did another episode called Think and Grow Rich where I was talking about this book, went into some things about it. I believe it was on the first 30 days. Also, check us out on SoundCloud. You can find all the episodes from the first 30 days on there. But tonight, we're just going back into Think and Grow Rich. You know, I've read this book a couple of times. I just really intend on reading it until I'm really consistently implementing everything that I've read. So tonight, I have somebody else on the phone who is very familiar with Think and Grow Rich, and he has questions for me just so that he can get some insight and so that we can get some mastermind-type building going on. So I'm ready for your questions.
All right. You ready to get into it?
I am.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and start off with the first question. The question is, what can people do to prepare their mind for positive thinking and using the law of attraction? In other words, what thoughts need to be, like, just fell from the mind, like thoughts of fear, just like thoughts of self-doubt, like thoughts about, you know.
Right, okay. Okay, so what can people do basically to just, you know, align themselves and be able to utilize the law of attraction mentally? Is that what you're asking me?
Right.
Okay, well, you know, the first thing is before you can manifest anything, before you can use the law of attraction in your favor, because one thing that I do want to point out, the law of attraction is a law, so you're using it regardless. You know, you don't wake up and decide whether or not you're going to be affected by gravity. You know, you're pretty much affected by gravity every day. So that's the same thing with the law of attraction. The first thing people have to do is realize that the law of attraction is always at work. So when you have that rendezvous with someone that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't stand that person, and they always know how to push my buttons. Next time that happens, I want you to realize that you attracted that to yourself. You see, there's nothing that we have in front of us that we have not put there ourselves. Everything is just mirrors of ourselves. So once we realize that, then we can say, okay, well, how can I start creating things that I want and stop creating things that I don't want? The first thing that you have to realize is, okay, I'm consciously creating everything. Take responsibility. Take responsibility for the good things that you've created in your life and the so-called bad things. That's first things first. You know, get out of denial. Take personal responsibility. Once you take personal responsibility and you realize, like, okay, I did this, and I did this. Now how can I create more of this? What we focus on grows. So instead of saying, okay, stop thinking about that. Let's say you're a smoker. I'm not, you know, you can say, let me try to stop thinking about smoking, but that's not going to help. The more you try to stop thinking about smoking, the more you're going to think about it. So it's all about redirecting our thoughts. Do what makes you happy. I say, you know, if you don't have much time, just try at least for the weekend. Let's say you don't want to do it during your work week. Wait till the weekend. Wait till you're off. And make sure you don't do anything on those 2 or 3 days except things that absolutely make you happy. If somebody calls you and it's like, I want to go out, and you don't feel like going out, oh, no, I'm good, I can't, whatever. Whatever you have to do, make sure that you only do things that you want to do for those 2 days. Something that's going to happen is your mood, your vibration, that it's immediately going to shift. Immediately.
All right.
You know, there's other things that you can do. And I'm telling these techniques because, you know, some people are severely depressed or really angry. So it's like, what can I do? Stop your thoughts.
Right.
Meditation, that's how you clear
right.
your thoughts. You know, anytime you meditate, just focus on your breathing. So that's what I would say is a cleansing process that people can do to where when they get themselves to a general point, to where when they see, better thoughts are coming, then keep riding on those thoughts. Keep thinking about more things that make you feel good. So that's my answer for that.
Right. And I just want to say this, you know, you had said something on one of your previous shows about how people would talk about things that they're going through, like just, this is going wrong, that is going wrong, this, you know, it's just all these different things going on, and you just pretty much like, you don't care about what's going on. Not like to say, like, you really didn't care about what was going on, but I think with that is that people that are trying to actually manifest like the good things into their life is that they don't know that there's some things that are in them that they're still holding on to that need to be released. And because it's so deep, it's just buried so deep, they're not even aware of it. And I think that's why some people just continuously attract it's like negative circumstances to themselves without even being aware of it.
Right, that is so true. You know, like most people, you know, even before I started to consciously do this, that's the same thing that I was doing. You know, I was like, why do I keep attracting these types of relationships? Or, you know, why do I keep having these ups and downs in my business cycles? Like, why do I keep, you know, I started after a 5-year period saying, like, wow, I've been having the same cycle. So that's what made me think, okay, doing the same thing and expecting different results, insanity. So that's when I started to really just study other people, other wealthy people, other people who had lived the life that I always saw myself living. And in that, I saw these similarities. Everything's about what you think. Everything's about what you think. So, you know, these people that we're talking about, like you said just now, the people who keep having those same repeat cycles, the first thing is just stepping into accepting, you know, okay, I've created this for myself. And sometimes that's hard for people because people don't want to really believe that some of the things that they went through was actually a result of them. And even for me, you know, I went through phases in old relationships where I'm like, oh, that person was rotten. And then when I look back, I'm like, okay, well, I attracted that person into my life. So let me see what was there to learn from that. And so that's all. You know, I won't say that it's necessarily easy. And that's what a lot of people, they don't want to do that work. It's self-work, you know. This is not given. Once you get it, it's easy. But you do have to go through a little initial work, you know. So mm-hmm. that's a very great point that you brought up.
Okay. All right. My next question is, why must we be conscious of our words and, more importantly, the feelings that we put into those words, the things that we speak about? We could be so strong, we could be so strongly about things and put so much feeling into things that we speak over our lives. Just explain to the people why it's mindful.
That's a great question, and I really love the question because it's two-part. You said, why are the words that we use important, and why are the feeling behind the words important? And that's great because, you know, if you just use words and there's no feelings attached, then that's basically just like saying blah, 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 blah to the universe. But when you put that feeling in there, when you put those emotions in there, that's the substance to get those words to mean something. So why is it important what we speak? Because words are things, you know. What does it say even in the scripture? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, we are what we speak. We are what we speak about, okay? A person, you know, think about, I'm just going to use an example that everybody has experienced. Think about kids. You all know we're in school. It's going to be some kids that act up. Let's just say the boys, because, you know, teachers are harder even on the young guys. So you get to school, you know, it's a young fella. The teachers, he go to school, oh, he's so bad, he's bad. You know, then he go home, oh, you was bad at school today. So everywhere this little boy goes, he's bad. By the time he get to middle school, he bad. What do you expect? Right. You know, that's what everybody's been telling him. You're bad, you're bad. So now he's really acting out and playing that role. If he going to be bad, now he going to make sure that he the baddest. So that's why. What we speak is what happens, you know. Anybody who, think about, even if you think about superstars, anybody who's great, they saw themselves being that way. They didn't just hop over and turn. They made themselves into that person. Anything that you want, you have to become, okay? And so words are just really a reflection of you. You know, you can try to twist your words. You can say things that you don't mean, but that's not really going to be helpful. So the key point is getting into a place of feeling good, because once you feel good, then you'll start to see that, oh, my thoughts are actually feeling better. I like these thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts don't come from just inside of us. We pick up thoughts. You know, there's one mind, the universal mind. So when you tap into your higher self, when you tap into that higher vibration, your higher consciousness, now you're getting those higher thoughts. Now that invention that's going to be able to help millions, billions of people, you have access to those thoughts. Because, you know, anything, even when you think about just building wealth, what are you going to give? You know, people who create financial empires, they produce something that people benefited from, you know. So that's all it's about, exchange of energy, exchange in energy. So that was a great question. I hope I answered it.
Oh, yeah, you did. You answered that question, and you really brought me into my next question, because you mentioned something about visualization, you know, just seeing yourself already there. Now, the question is, what are the benefits of seeing yourself already in possession of the material thing that you're demanding?
Okay, that's a great question. Okay, the benefits, I'm going to tell you the true benefits of seeing yourself. by the time you're seeing yourself in possession of it, you already have it. That is that you should jump for joy then, because once you can physically, once you're seeing, once you're feeling, and you're closer to it. So now you know, it's like you're preparing yourself. You could be like, wow, I manifested that. First, it's a thought. Okay, this is what I want to do. Then you try to get yourself into the feeling place of it, you know, feeling good. Now you start to do little things. You start to catch synchronicities, different things that are, like, aligning you that, okay, this might be the path. I'm getting a little bit closer to that. That might happen. But once you get to the point where you're really visualizing yourself, those are thoughts that are coming from a higher place. That's like prophecy, you know? That's just seeing into the future. So by the time you're visualizing, once you don't start doubting your vision, once you keep on that path, you're closer to it. That's a great sign that you're right on the path and that it's right around the corner from actually manifesting itself.
All right. Now, those feelings you spoke about, like, okay, I want to mention something. You know, I just want people to think about this. You know, just think about this statement that you can create for yourself whatever life you desire. Like, you can have whatever you want. Like, that alone just gets you, like, going. Like, I mean, just thinking about that, if you just actually just sit down and just think about that, like, I can have whatever I want. Like,
right.
It's no limit. There's absolutely no limit to what you have. Like, that's just, you know, the feeling you'll get from just thinking about that. It's crazy.
That is crazy, and I'm so glad you did that, because when you were saying that, I was feeling it like, that is a 100. You couldn't have said it better. Really, right. We can have whatever we want, and that's what we came here to experience, okay? Period, point blank. So it's just all about getting ourselves into a position where we can allow it to manifest.
Exactly. All right. Let me get my next question.
How many questions do you have left? Just so I could waste time, because we have about 7 minutes left.
Well, I wrote out about 11 questions. Stop that one.
Okay, well, you have 7 minutes, so I'll just letting you know that so you can ask your favorite ones, or, you know, just so that you can know what time we're looking at.
Okay. All right. How about this one? Let's go with this. Why is it so important to have a destined purpose for the thing? Why must we have strong motives and just something that really drives us for the things that we desire? Like, it's going to be times when we just feel like giving up, like saying, you know, it's not worth it, it's not happening quick enough. So why is this so important?
Right, okay, so let me just repeat your question, because you was going in and out. So you're saying, why is it important to have a strong motive, a definite purpose, when you're trying to manifest your desires? Okay,
exactly.
Beautiful question, because that's what keeps you anchored, you know? Just like you said, nothing is easy, you know, in life. And what I mean by that is not that it shouldn't be effortless, but nothing just comes free. You know, there's no free lunch. Anything that you're trying to acquire, you're going to have different trials and so-called tribulations, which really isn't anything bad. It's just contrast. So we're going to deal, you know, let's say you're trying to get your book published and you send it to different publishers, and all these publishers are like, no, no, no. And you're like, dog it, I really put my all into this book and I got 20 no's already. So, you know, it's like, what are you going to do with that? But if you have definiteness of purpose, I'm going to publish my book, then you don't care if you went through 20 no's, because you're like, guess what, I'm going to keep going until I get the yes, and not any yes, but the yes that I'm looking for. So that's why you got to have definiteness of purpose. That's what keeps you going. That's what keeps that gasoline, that's the gasoline, you know, for the car right there that keeps it really going. So.
Oh. All right. Get into this next question.
Okay.
Couple questions. They'll be very, very easy to do that. You know, and I pretty much already think I know what you're going to say. But what separates the rich from the poor?
Okay, I like that. And that we might have room for one more question, but we have about 4 minutes and some change left. But what separates the rich from the poor is, you know, the mindset. Because wealth and poverty is only a state of mind. And when we're talking about rich and poor in this conversation, I'm not even talking about, when I say rich now, y'all, I'm not even talking about financially rich people, because a person who's internally wealthy is going to have everything that they need. So just because a person is worth $100 million doesn't, you know, that's not necessarily always a true reflection of what that person represents. You know, you can have somebody who spiritually is so wealthy, and they hardly have anything to, you know, that they want to live off of. They live off the land, you know, so, but they're so connected. Every day is joyous. You know, they really live in the now. That's wealth. So to bring it now to just a physical perspective, money, okay, when you're just talking about finances, what separates people who are broke from people who got money, it's the mentality. Okay, a person who has financial abundance, best believe, first of all, they had a plan for it. They decided they want to be wealthy. Look, y'all, I knew since I was in high school I was going to be great. I was going to be wealthy one day. I didn't know how or what I was going to be doing. I never knew that at the time. But I knew from a young age I was going to be that. And when I came in contact with life, I got a job after I graduated from school. I didn't really want to do that long term. I said I was going to be there 6 months to a year. Ended up only working there 7 months. Now I'm about to be 3 years going on being self-employed. The only reason that was possible was because during the rough patches that I had with my business, I was like, look, I'm self-employed. This is what I do. I figure out how to make it work. So if I didn't have that strong anchor to be an independent person working, then I would have quit a long time ago and went back to getting a job. And I'm not saying that if I didn't, you know, I'm never saying that I would not get one. But my whole point is you have to decide. You have to really know. Okay, hold on. All right, y'all. It looks like Markel's line just dropped. Okay, so it's cool. We only have about a minute and a half left. That was a great question. Know that the difference between poverty and abundance is all a state of mind, okay? It doesn't matter where you're at, okay? Anywhere that you are, you can be abundant. I want everybody on the line to understand that by the time you get off this phone right now, you can allow abundance into your life immediately. Tomorrow you can wake up and it can be a completely new day. Every day is a new day if you allow it to be. Let life unfold. Okay, we're so small compared to the universe, all right? We can't figure out, even when we're driving, we can't see who's way. We can't even see who's a mile or two up the street. We can't even see who's 200 yards up the street. So let's just let the universe take care of things, because the universe sees all. The universe knows all. So it's just about tapping into that universal source. I appreciate everybody who tuned in tonight, y'all. Markel?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I know that your call dropped, so I told them, but, you know, I'm wrapping it up. I did want to tune you back in. I'm glad you got to call back. We have about 30 seconds left. Any last words that you have?
Yeah, I just want to thank you again for allowing me to just be on your show. I'm actually the first, so that's like something that nobody can take from me, and I appreciate that, you know, and hopefully we can do this again, you know.
Most definitely, Markel. Love y'all. Good night. Peace.
All right.